So we are in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph now, page 22. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Dinei Nafilas Apayim. The halachas of what we call Tachnun. So, Machaber says, Ein Ladaber Bein Tefillah Lein Tefillas Apayim. A person shouldn't speak, we'll see what that means, between Shmon Esrei and Tachnun. Okay. Because Nefilas Apayim means falling down, but we'll get to that a little later. A person should not speak between Shmon Esrei and Tachlin. Mishbura explains. Now, when we say Ledaber, it really means to be involved with something extraneous to davening. If a person just speaks, so that's not included in Halacha. Of course, Mishbura says, you obviously are not talking extraneous talk during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei because you're not allowed to. Right, we learned that before. You're supposed to be listening to Chazaras HaShatz. But again, we're talking about that, again, if the Isser is going to do something and stepping out and doing something totally extraneous to that has nothing to do with davening at all. So that you're not allowed to do between Shmon Esrei and Tachnun. And the Mishabur explains that because obviously, as we'll see later, if you could talk, because for example, let's say you want to answer a Main Yeshmei Rabbah or something like that, obviously that you could do. So here when we say talking, it doesn't mean literally talking, because we know there's a little leeway for this. And the Mechaber goes on, Kishenofal Alpanav, Nahgu Lahatos Alsad Smo. When we fall, Tachnun, as we call it, so the custom is to fall on the left side, in other words, on the left arm. Now, before we get into this, Rabbeinu Bachayim, Parsis Korach, says that there is three ideas, three concepts, why we say Tachnun. Now, as you see, when we refer to Tachnun, we call Tachnun. But as you see, in Halakha, we call Nefilas Apayim, because we fall down. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah and others explained that in the old days, what they used to do is, they used to fall down, like we do on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. They used to fall down, but we don't do that. So what we do is we cover our face. We'll get to that a little later. We fall and cover our face. We'll get to this a little later. So Rabbeinu Bachaya says in Parshas Korach that there are three ideas behind this falling down. We fall and cover our face. One is Morush Shechina, that we show our awe and fear of the Shechina of Hashem. Number two is to show our Hachna, that we subjugate, and when a person falls down, they show that they're, you know, they subjugate themselves in front of whatever they're falling in front of. And the last is that a person should use every part of their body to show these lessons. Now, we'll get to this a little later, but we'll see later, in fact, in this sif, that maybe tomorrow, we'll see how far we get today, that when we say Tachnun, so we're going to say it in three parts. In other words, first we fall down, then we'll be sitting up, and then the final part, when we get to the last paragraph, most people don't know this, in Tachlin we stand up. So we'll see this later. It's based upon Pesukim by Moshe Rabbeinu, that we, in all possible positions that we could plead to Hashem, that's what we do. Whether it's falling, sitting, or standing. So that's the idea here. So now, the first phase is this main part is Nefilas Apayim. It's falling down, covering our faces in front of awe of Hashem. So the question is, which side? So the Ramah says, you're probably familiar, this is a famous idea. The Ramah says, as you can see, it says Nagu. The custom is to fall on the left side. So in other words, on the left hand. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains, because the idea is, we know from the Pasuk, V'Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yeminecha. Hashem will protect you from your right side. So that means that Hashem is on the right side, so therefore you're covering with your left, and so therefore you're covering like Hashem is on your right. That would be the idea. So that's, again, that's the custom, the Machaber says. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim d'yesh la'atos al tzad yamin. Some say no, that the custom the Ramah says is on the left, to go on the left side. So therefore you go on the left, on the right side, on the right side. Va'ikar lahatos b'shachris k'sheyesh lo tefillin b'smol. So what do you do? Converse says left. Ramah says the custom is right. So what do you do? So if you want to call that, we make like a compromise. That is in shachris, when you have tefillin on your left hand, b'smolo, outside yamin. So then you fall tefillin on your right side. There's no tefillin on that. Yishum kavat tefillin. Out of respect for tefillin, you don't want to have your head lying down on the tefillin, so, or above the tefillin. So therefore, the custom is to do on the right side. She'ein lo tefillin b'smolo, yata al, over arvis, and an arvis, now the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean ma'ariv, because we don't say tachlin ma'ariv, but it means since we daven mincha late, you know, near sunset, so that's why the Ramah uses that terminology. And in the afternoon, in the evening, okay, she'ein lo tefillin on b'smolo, or you don't have tefillin on your left hand, let's say, yatal smolo. So then you go on the left, or for people like me, the fortunate ones, who are left-handed, so our tefillin is always on the right, so then I don't have to keep on switching, remember, where is it, night or is it day, right? Which side do I go on? Right, for me, it's easy. Always on the left, right, according to this Ramah. Makes it very simple. Okay. Now, an important, a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, again, as I mentioned before, the whole idea is they used to bow, they used to prostrate themselves. So now we just cover our faces. So you're supposed to cover your face. That's the whole idea. So, as Mishnah Berurah says, Hatias Harosh, putting down the head, the kisoy upon him, and we cover our faces. That's what we do. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, since that's the concept, it's like to cover your face out of shame. So therefore, the noagim lakasos upon him the beged. So therefore, you're supposed to cover the face for tachon with a garment, some type of garment. And the Chavetz Chaim says, v'lo dai b'kisoy ayad. And it's not good enough just to cover, say I didn't have a jacket on, right, or a no long sleeve shirt, right? Let's say a short sleeve shirt. It's not good enough just to cover your face with your arm, because he says the whole idea is to cover your face, and if you're using your arm is part of your body, so you're covering your body with your body. So that's not good enough. So therefore, again, if that's why it's nice to have a long sleeve shirt or a jacket or something like that, because you have to cover your face with something, with a garment. So that's a very important halacha, again, which also people don't sometimes know. Okay, we'll pick this up again, exactly how we do this, and Meretz Hashem, believe that tomorrow, pick it up further.